Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. House impeachment managers presented previously unseen video footage of the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, adding a picture of the attack as it played out in real time. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports that House impeachment managers are trying to illustrate the danger that the pro-Trump mob posed to lawmakers, including Vice President Mike Pence.
New security footage shows the mob breaking through windows and opening doors on the first floor of the Capitol. House impeachment managers also released audio of rioters who were specifically looking for Vice President Mike Pence. House impeachment manager Stacey Plaskett.
Vice President Pence was threatened with death by the president's supporters because he rejected President Trump's demand that he overturn the election.
Plaskett also played audio of police begging for backup. Security footage shows rioters beating officers with a hockey stick, bullhorn, and a pro-Trump flag. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says double masking can significantly reduce exposure to the coronavirus. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Sam Whitehead reports that the agency is highlighting a study that shows the importance of well-fitting masks for everyone.
CDC researchers found wearing a cloth mask over a medical procedure mask or knotting the ear loops of a medical mask make them fit better. In lab experiments with simulated coughing and breathing, where people wore well-fitting masks, coronavirus exposure dropped by more than 95% compared to not wearing masks. The agency says it's important to wear any mask, even better, to wear a well-fitting one.
Sam Whitehead in Atlanta. President Biden announced the members of a COVID task force that will be responsible for ensuring that vaccines and testing are available to vulnerable communities. NPR's Jen Newman has more on the administration's new vaccine rollout initiatives.
Task Force Chair Dr. Marcella Nunez-Smith says pharmacies and federally qualified health and community centers will begin directly receiving a vaccine supply next week.
And so both of those programs are getting vaccines into communities that have been the hardest hit.
That was part of a call with the Vice President and the African American Mayors Association. AAMA President and Newport News Mayor McKinley Price emphasized the need to make sure vaccines are distributed fairly.
All Black and brown residents face a higher mortality rate from the coronavirus and are in desperate need of the vaccine.
The 12 members of the Equity Task Force will give recommendations to the White House on vaccines and fund allocation. Jen Newman, NPR News.
Wall Street stocks closed mixed today. The Dow gained 61 points. This is NPR News. President Joe Biden spoke with China's leader Xi Jinping in a phone call today in their first conversation since Biden took office. White House officials say that Biden expressed his concerns about Beijing's economic policies, the country's security crackdown in Hong Kong, and the treatment of minority Muslims in Xinjiang. A federal control board overseeing Puerto Rico's finances has announced an agreement in principle to reduce a portion of the U.S. territory's more than $70 billion public debt. The tentative deal followed a mediation process with creditors who hold some $7 billion worth of bonds. Governor Pedro Pierluisi says he believes the terms are feasible, although he would not support any plan that includes pension cuts. Pornographer and free speech advocate Larry Flint has died in Los Angeles. He was 78. Flynn won a First Amendment victory at the U.S. Supreme Court in 1988. More from NPR's Netta Ulaby.
Larry Flint was at once a tireless activist for free speech and a foe to feminists who loved saying things on NPR like,
"Women will always be a sex symbol, and that's human nature, and you're never going to be able to change that."
Flint's magazine, Hustler, was smutty, irreverent, and pushed the buttons of people like televangelist Jerry Falwell. His lawsuit against Flint resolved in a landmark First Amendment case that established Flint as a free speech folk hero as well as a hardcore pornographer. The complications of being both are Larry Flint's legacy. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
In after-hours trading, U.S. futures are higher. This is NPR News.
Support for